Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, a question in from Leonard van Wyk. He submits quite a few, and this, I think, is a pretty decent question too, and it's something that I battled with. Obviously, I work weird hours too. Leonard said, this might seem like a dumb question. Leonard, there's no such thing as a dumb question, my friend. He said, but he's recently changed jobs, and he now has to work Saturdays. He's always done almost every single race every Saturday. He'll not be able to do those now. What impact will that have on his comrades' training? Will it be good or bad, and how can he get around this situation, Lindsay?
Well, races often lead to us running a little bit harder than we should, even when we discipline. So from that point of view, he'd probably be better off in terms of the impact on his body. However, the downside to that is it's obviously very easy to get out of bed and get to the races on a Saturday. It's much easier than heading out and running on your own. So that'll be kind of the negative impact. But if he plans his week better and does long runs on a different day of the week, the program itself won't change. It just then becomes a question of when do you do the long runs and how do you change the balance of your program. And I've said loads of times in the past that in an ideal world, we would run a long run on a Wednesday or a Thursday and then another long run on a Saturday or a Sunday. But because most people are freer on the weekends than they are during the week, we tend to cram all our long runs on the weekend. And yes, it's got the unintended side effect of getting used to running on tired legs for a race like Comrades. But at the end of the day, it's probably not the ideal way to train anyway. So look, as with any situation in life, it's got its pros and it's got its cons. But it shouldn't negatively impact his training unless it takes him to a place where he now just isn't doing the training. Of course, that's going to then negatively impact on the outcome of his race.
Fantastic, Lindsay. Leonard, thank you so much for that question as well. We mentioned it on Friday. If you are running Comrades in 2015 and you want to find out more about the webinars like we did for the Comrades 2014 build-up, all you need to do is get to runtalksa.co.za/2015comrades. The next one coming up on the 22nd of September 2014. All the details are there. runtalksa.co.za/2015comrades. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to askcoachperry.com or email myquestion@askcoachperry.com.